designated hitter, 44, Ken Collier.
Everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam McDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from sunny Daytona Beach, Florida, and Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Site today's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight we have game one of a six-game series, which is already underway. We apologize for technical difficulties here from the broadcast booth, but we are live on air now, and we are playing baseball, and already an interesting start to this one. We are about to begin the top of the second inning. So you've only missed one full inning, and each team scored a run in two different ways. First, for the Mets, Nick Morabito, in his first ever at-bat for the team, hit a leadoff home run. What a beginning to Morabito's St. Lucie Mets career. For Daytona, their leadoff hitter Victor Acosta got on base on a throwing error by second baseman Jeffrey De Los Santos, a two-base throwing error. Acosta then went to third base on a wild pitch and scored on a Sal Stewart RBI single to make it 1-1. Stewart ended up getting stranded on second. As a matter of fact, there were two runners stranded for Daytona in the bottom of the first by Lionel Ovias. It was a long inning for Ovias that featured a lot of weak contact, but a couple of hits, one unearned run. He threw 24 pitches. There was a mound visit out there to settle him down, but he got a ground out from Johnny Ascanio moments ago to end the first inning, stranding the go-ahead run on second base. And now we get to begin the top of the second with Carlos Dominguez at the plate, and he grounds the first pitch from Ari Fronson to third. The throw is on target from Stewart. And one pitch, one out in the top of the second. You got all that? Good. We have a lot to discuss here on the broadcast tonight as the Mets basically trot out a new team from what you saw on Sunday. The Mets made 13 roster moves on Sunday, and there was a lot of comings and going, and one of those comings is Christian Pregent, the catcher, and he is at the plate right now in his first St. Lucie at-bat. This is the Mets' 10th round pick from Stetson University over in DeLand, which is only a stone's throw away from here in Daytona, so it's almost like a first career game homecoming for Pregent. This is his first start as a professional. He did not play in the Florida State or in the Florida Complex League. And he takes a pitch up. It's 1-1. And a check swing, and he went too far. They even have his Stetson hat on the video board as his headshot. We'll work on getting an actual St. Lucie one when Pregent and others who are new to the team return to Port St. Lucie next week when the Mets face the Jupiter Hammerheads. Pregent fouls off this pitch, and it stays a ball and two strikes. So the site is Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida. Mets and Tortugas going at it for six games, six important games, as both teams are really slumping. They both took their lumps last week against North Division opponents. A 1-2 pitch is blooped out to first base, and it's caught by Yasiel Pino. Pop out for Pregent, two up, two down for Ari Fronson. And he's retired everybody since Morabito greeted him with the leadoff home run. And now Vincent Perozzo as we come to the seventh spot in the lineup. There are some holdovers. Basically, we have four new position players who are going to play daily. Morabito, who homered, Diego Mosquera coming over from the Complex League like Morabito. Promotions for those two. Pregent, the catcher, and also Nick LaRusso, Mets' ninth-round pick out of Maryland this year, struck out swinging to end the first in his pro debut. So those are four newcomers to the Mets' lineup. Mets said their goodbyes on Sunday afternoon to Jet Williams and Jacob Reimer, the two high school draft picks from last year, well-deserved promotions up to Brooklyn. Of course, Jet leading the league in on-base percentage, second in walks, fourth in steals upon his promotion. Jacob Reimer was fourth in on-base percentage in the league, seventh in batting average in the league upon his promotion, so both well-deserved, as they had been with St. Lucie since day one. They're both in the Brooklyn Cyclone lineup tonight against Jersey Shore in high A action. Pitch outside to Perozzo. Makes it 2-2. Mets also promoted Bailey Reed and Juwomi Ramirez, two pitchers, up to the Cyclones as well. Mets got one pitcher back. They received Miguel Alfonseca off the St. Lucie Mets development list. So Miguel had been with the team off the roster, but with the team, he has been activated from the development list. So that's one less pitcher than they had prior to all the changes. Pitch is outside to Perozzo. It's 3-2. Two outs, nobody on, 1-1 game in the second, and Perozzo takes strike three right down the middle. A 1-2-3 top of the second inning for Ari Fronson. He's retired six in a row since the home run, and three of those outs have been the strikeout. We take a break here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll have more information for the St. Lucie Mets the last couple of days and the bottom of the second inning. It's 1-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This is the Mets' second trip to the Jack this year. Lost 5-6 back here in early to mid-May. Looking for a better series this week. Line drive, base hit by Yasiel Puno on the first pitch of the bottom of the second against Lionel Avias. Leadoff man aboard, and that will bring up Ariel Amonte, the eight hitter. I mentioned that both teams struggled last week against North Division opponents. Mets went 1-5 at home against the Bradenton Marauders, the Pittsburgh affiliate. Daytona went on the road to Lakeland, lost all six to the Flying Tigers, Detroit's affiliate. Of course, the Mets in July went 0-6 in Lakeland as well, as Lakeland finished the month with a 20-4 record, the best of all 120 full-season minor league teams. And 12 of 20 of those games came at the expense of the Mets and the Tortugas. So Mets have lost three in a row and 5-6. Daytona has lost six straight. Here's a line drive, base hit by Almonte into right field, and it's bobbled out there by Dominguez, and both runners are taking an extra base. Throw to second, Almonte is safe. Now the Mets have come out defensively very slow. It was a theme last week as the Pirates affiliate pushed the envelope on the Mets, taking the extra base, and that has happened again here with Daytona. Dominguez, a slight bobble out in right field, and Pino saw that and went to third. Monte saw that and went up to second, a bang-bang play to get him. He was safe, so we will have a single and an error. The Mets are up to two errors already, just two innings into this game. E9 on Dominguez, so poor defense, flat-footed defense for the Mets out of the box here as they try to shake off a brutal month of July in which they went 6-18, second-worst record in the month of July of all 120 full-season teams. Turning the page to August, but more the same at least here in the first couple of innings. Second and third, no outs. Mets defense playing back, just hoping for an out here as they face Donovan Antonia, a new face for the Mets to play against, as most of these Tortugas have been around all season long. Antonia swings and misses at the fastball at 92. And it is a 2-1 count. Avaya set from the stretch. Pitch home. Misses outside. Three balls and a strike. Mets defense tonight, you have Prejean, the new catcher back there catching Ovias. Yero Martinez at first. I mentioned De Los Santos at second making an error. Mosquera at short. LaRusso at third. And that's a brand new left side of the infield. Foul tip on a 3-1 pitch makes it a full count. Alfredo Lara in left. Nick Morabito in center. And Dominguez is in right field. 3-2 on the nine-hitter. Payout pitch from Ovias is fouled back. We'll do it again. Antonia, free agent signed in 2019 out of Curacao. Ovias set for another payoff pitch. And it swung on and missed, the high fastball at 91. And he gets his first out of the inning, a badly needed out. The swing and miss from Antonia. Pino stays at third, Almonte at second. We go back to the top of the lineup and Victor Acosta, who reached on an error and scored in the bottom of the first. 1-1 is the score. Daytona threatening to take the lead. Ovias from the stretch. First pitch is popped up. Tough play. Morabito running in. He's late getting in, and he's going to make the catch. And Pino can't tag. I don't know if Morabito was just late breaking or trying to deke Pino. It was a fly ball to shallow center that he ended up catching without any issue. Too shallow for the big man on third base to rumble home. And so Ovias now has a chance to pitch around this trouble, but he will have to face the Mets nemesis and his former FCL teammate, Hector Rodriguez. Yes, Hector Rodriguez is still around. Once a St. Lucie Met, now a Daytona Tortuga. Fouls the first pitch right back. Rodriguez was traded by the Mets for Tyler Naquin at the trade deadline last year. Of course, Naquin not even in the major leagues right now. And Rodriguez becoming a hot prospect here in single A. He's bedeviled the Mets all season, especially since they present him his championship ring from last year. As he takes the ball up. Rodriguez, one of the top players in the league, has been with Daytona all season, is batting .370 against the Mets this year. With three doubles, two triples, three homers, and 10 driven in. 1-1 ball game. Two outs, two in scoring position. Bottom of the second. Ovias set with the 1-1 pitch. And it's going to be grounded up the middle for a base hit. Rodriguez does it again. One run is in. Almonte's coming home. The throw from Morabito is offline. Two runs are in. Rodriguez goes to second, and it's 3-1 Tortugas. Mets haven't stopped them all year prior to this, and it continues tonight. Ovias had a chance to get out of this inning unscathed, but he faced the wrong batter. And an ill-advised throw by Morabito home. Never had a chance to get Almonte. And as soon as that throw left his hand from center, Rodriguez scooted right up to second. He takes the extra base. Sal Stewart next. He's 1-for-1 with an RBI hit already. First pitch laid in for a strike. So the Mets jumped out early 1-0 on the first batter of the game. Now trailing 3-1. Ovias looks back to second. Delivers this pitch. Looks like it almost tied up Stewart. He checked his swing. Home plate umpire tonight is Justin Hopkins. Base umpire Connor Crowell. We've had this crew many times this year. This ball is driven at Morabito. He's on the run. He looks up. It's over his head and bouncing off the wall. Rodriguez is in. Stewart going to second with a stand-up RBI double. That makes it 4-1 Tortugas. They've scored three in the innings, all on two-out hits. And that was a strange route taken by Morabito out there in center field. Took an angle, and it went over his head. Probably wasn't catchable anyways. And now Logan Tanner comes up. Tanner, the catcher, drafted last year at Mississippi State, highly thought of defensively. Had a big arm. Now looking for a hit, and he skies one out to Morabito, who calls for it and makes the catch for out number three. But it comes a couple of batters too late for Ovias. Two-run hit by Rodriguez, followed by an RBI double by Sal Stewart. Four unanswered by Daytona, and the homestanding Tortugas lead the Mets 4-1 going to the third.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
I don't know if it's just the off day, the computer problems, or what, but this game feels like it's flying along. We're in the third inning. We've had a lot of action. It's 4-1 Daytona. Big early hole for the Mets. Maybe not big, but bigger than they'd like. Here's their eight-hitter, Yarel Martinez, at the plate against Fronson, who's retired six straight. Since the leadoff home run, Fronson's only thrown 30 pitches through the first two innings. And Martinez takes a strike or a ball inside. Last time we were here, Yarel Martinez ended up extending his hitting streak to 10 games. Nobody has had a double-digit hit streak since. Fouls this one off. He was used as a pinch hitter in the finale on a Sunday with the Mets down one in the ninth, and he popped out. That was a tough way to end his 10-game hit streak. He got one crack as a pinch hitter. And he grounds one hard and fair, and it's deflected off the glove of Pino. The pitcher Fronson late covering, but Pino couldn't get to the ball anyways, and Martinez sneaks aboard with a base hit. That ball looked awfully close to being foul. Matter of fact, from the angle I have, I think it was. And Julio Murillo, the first-year manager for Daytona, is going to come argue this. Well, it is the first base umpire's call. He's right down the line. And the home plate umpire, as he walked by Murillo, pointed at the first base umpire, so that tells you that he's not going to get involved, even though he had a pretty good eye on it as well. And Murillo in a discussion here with Connor Kroll about the call. Well, it looked foul to me as first baseman Pino dove for it, and when he made contact with it, looked to be in foul ground. And it was before the base, so discussion is over. Murillo back to the dugout. The Mets have their second hit of the game, snaps a streak of six in a row set down. And they come to the nine-hitter, Jeffrey De Los Santos, who had a really strong first 3 weeks of July and then sputtered there at the end. Let's see if he can turn it around here on August 1. Martinez is a base-stealing threat despite his big size. Ground ball heading up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Martinez will hit the bag at second and go to third. And the Mets have runners at the corners as Almonte could just get it back on the infield from right field. Well, here come the Mets, the first two have reached for the top of the order. And Nick Morabito, who was the Mets' second-round pick last year out of Gonzaga College High School up in Washington, D.C. Swing and a miss. He got a late start in spring training due to an illness. And then by the time he ramped up, he was ready to go for the FCL season, played extremely well in the Complex League, and then earned the promotion here on Sunday. Was with the team on Sunday for that finale against Bradenton, but just was not active. Essentially replaces Jet Williams in more way than one. He's going to bat leadoff most days, and he even took Jet's old number four. And he grounds one foul. They made a great first impression. He homered to lead off the game. And how could you start your St. Lucie Mets career any better? It was a 390-foot homer to left, the exit velocity of 95 miles per hour. Morabito hit 324 in the FCL with an 869 OPS.
Slider away by Fronson. Make it two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch, and it's grounded too short. This could be two. Throw goes to second for one, on to first. That's a double play, an easy double play. 6-4-3 off the bat of Morabito. Martinez does score, and that will make it 4-2. But the hopes of a big inning might have just come crashing down. No RBI for Morabito. Base is empty, two outs, and Diego Mosquera's up. Mosquera from Valencia, Venezuela, swings and misses at this pitch. He was an international signee in 2021 by New York. He, too, is having a fine FCL season and earned the promotion. This ball popped up, and that one's going to reach the seats. Mosquera, his numbers weren't quite as gaudy as Morabito's in the FCL. He slashed .272. 331 and 307. Batting in the two hole. 0-2 pitches lined into the glove of the second baseman Ascanio. Nice leaping catch by Ascanio. Fronson leapt for it as well and actually lost his glove. Ascanio has the ups and the inning is over. First two Mets reach, one scores, but a double play and a lineout quickly ends the top of the third. Daytona continues to lead. It's 4-2.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Here we go in the bottom of the third inning. Daytona has scored in each of the first two. Cam Collier, first round draft pick last year out of Chipola Junior College here in Florida. He's been with Daytona all season long. He takes a strike. Again, it's quite remarkable how Daytona's basically trotted out the same lineup since day one as Collier will use his timeout. Both pitches, according to TrackMan, well off the plate. Look, the Mets have not done a good job of throwing strikes recently, especially in August and July, so they'll take anything they can get. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Collier barks out loud, not looking at the umpire, but you can tell it was probably intended for him. So a three-pitch strikeout for Ovias. Now Ascanio will come up. First time Ovias has retired the leadoff hitter. Working quickly with 15 seconds on the pitch clock, those one outside. We have the pitch clock here in Daytona, but no ABS system. The umpire calling his own balls and strikes all 6 days. What a concept. Only place in the Florida State League without ABS. Now Ascanio shows his displeasure, which TrackMan also said was off the plate. And Now the Daytona dugout chirping, which Justin Hopkins acknowledges. Pitch outside, 2-1. And no fan base will get on the umpires more than the Tortugas fan base here at the Jack. And they are right on top of the action. There's a called strike. That one appeared to be in the zone, actually. 2-2. It's a warm and pleasant night here in Daytona. Got a nice breeze out to center field. Humid, but no rain. Some cloud cover. Some rain out towards the interstate, which is plenty far away. Fastball swung on and missed. Then Ascanio goes down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Orvias in the third inning. That's his third strikeout of the game. And Yasiel Pino will come up. He singled in the second to start the inning. Came around to score. First pitch, breaking ball missed. One out. Pop foul. That will get out towards the Mets' dilapidated clubhouse. Right off the roof. Down the right side. 1-1 pitch. Foul tipped into the mitt. Pregent for strike two. A 1-2 pitch. Socked into center field. Morabito racing towards it. Towards the gap. Makes the catch. And it completes a 1-2-3 inning for Lino Avias as Pino flies out to end it. Maybe that will settle things down here. We head to the fourth in Daytona. Tortugas 4, Mets 2. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
I think we'll keep the Jet intro the rest of the season. Once a St. Lucie Met, always a St. Lucie Met. Even Hector Rodriguez. Wilfredo Lara leads off for the Mets in the top of the fourth. One of the few bright spots for the Mets last week against Bradenton. Lara went 9-for-19. Led the offense. Offense had some good days against the Marauders. Did not have a good weekend, though, as the Mets on Saturday and Sunday combined for 4 runs, a 3-run home run by Vincent Perozzo and a solo home run by Jet Williams, who, when you look back at it, Jet Williams homered in his second St. Lucie at-bat and his final St. Lucie at-bat. Lara flies one down the right side. Almonte on the move towards the corner will make the catch in fair territory. So Ari Fronson, maybe just a hiccup when Martinez and De Los Santos hit consecutive singles to start the third. He retired 6 straight before and has now retired 3 straight since. Here is Nick LaRusso from the University of Maryland, Mets ninth round draft pick. First pitch, he hits it up the middle. That's going to be stopped by Ascanio. The jump throw to first is dug out and dropped by Pino. And LaRusso is safe. We'll see what the call is. It's got to be a hit. That was a really good one-hop throw off the AstroTurf to Pino, who just dropped it. Maybe got a little overexcited. Perfect one-hop bounce, basically right to his hip with the glove, in and out of the glove. And we'll see if the official score deems that Nick LaRusso's first career hit. Ooh, air going up. That was a swing and a miss by Dominguez. That's a tough air. That's deep in the hole, and that's a jump throw. And you really can't blame the first baseman on a one-hop throw, even if it was about as good a one-hop throw as you could want. That should be a hit. But alas, LaRusso will have to try better. Well, there was a player for Palm Beach a couple weeks ago who made his pro debut, and Bill Whitehead credited him with an infield single, then took it away, and then gave him an error, and then his first real hit ended up being a home run. So that was much better for that player, whose name eludes me at the minute. There, you have to excuse me, there was about 11 new Palm Beach players 2 weeks ago. That Palm Beach team, by the way, went 5-1 against Fort Myers last week, while they went 3-1 against the Mets. Ground ball too short. Acosta to Ascanio to first. That's a double play. Ends the inning off the bat of Dominguez. 6-4-3 for the second consecutive inning. Two double plays for Daytona in the third and now fourth. And that will send us to the home fourth. Tortuga's still up 4-2.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We are off of Valley Live tonight. Hopefully those who look for us on Valley Live found us here on radio only. We'll be back on Valley Live next week and the following week against Jupiter and Palm Beach. Ariel Almonte leads off for Daytona. Four straight retired by Lionel Ovias. Tortuga's up by a couple of runs. Mets led by one early. Daytona's ripped off four in a row. And Mets got one back in the third. Breaking ball, a strike at the knees, and a grimace from Almonte, who didn't like the call. Almonte singled and scored in the second. He's 1-4-1. Pitch hits the corner. Almonte can't believe it again. A lot of disputed calls by the Tortugas tonight. Ovias keeps going off that plate to the lefty hitters. Why not? And Almonte chases off the plate and strikes out. Now you got Daytona hitters fearing a called strike. So Ovias, good on him to keep throwing it where they can't hit it and where they are frustrated. 4-2. 4 strikeouts in the game, 3 in the last 4. And now Donovan Antonia, who struck out swinging in the second, will take a pitch inside for ball 1. Foul ball off to the right. Mets tonight wearing their gray pants and orange jersey tops with the Florida Mr. Met in the left chest. Blue numbers on the front and back, very visible. Solid blue hat with the orange STL logo. Daytona wearing their pink jersey tops, their breast cancer awareness jerseys, which they've worn many times this year. White pants. Tortugas in green across the front. White on the shoulders. 1-2 pitch to Antonia, and he takes one down and away at 92. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody on, 4-2 game. Obias rocks and fires and strikes out Antonia again. Lino Obias starting to feast. 4 strikeouts in the last 5 batters, 6 straight retired. He's K'd Antonia twice in the 9 spot. Now going for back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Going to the top of the lineup, and Acosta, third time through the order here. Acosta 0-for-2, reaching on an error and scoring in the first. And he flew out to center in the second. He takes a breaking ball for strike 1. And fouls away strike 2. Well, Ovias, I guess, heard the message loud and clear, throwing a lot of strikes tonight. 43 of his 63 pitches in the zone. 0-2 pitch. Call. Ooh. Oh. I was going to say a called strike on the corner. It was off the plate, but the way it's been called, Ovias was about halfway to the dugout. And there was a little shoulder shimmy from the umpire. Thought he was going to step back and ring him up. 1-2 to Acosta, and now he swings and misses. Pitches in the dirt. Present throws down to first. Inning over. Ovias strikes out the side in the 4th inning. He has struck out 5 of the last 6 Tortugas. The Mets down 2 runs. We'll try to figure out Fronson when they face him again in the 5th on the other side of the break.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit today and book your free consult. That's braces at LEGLER.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Christian Present back to the plate in the top of the 5th. Ari Fronson's only throwing 51 pitches through 4 innings, giving up a couple of runs. But no walks and 3 strikeouts. 2 double plays has helped him out, keep the pitch count low. First pitch is a strike to the new Mets catcher. And swinging a miss on a slider. And it's 0-2. Fronson's been around for a while. He was with Daytona for a long time last year. He's been there all this year. from the Netherlands. International free agent 2019. Again, not a lot of movement across the board for the Daytona Tortugas, who come in with a 40-53 record this year. 0-2 pitch, slider swung on, missed, and Prejean's down on three pitches. Strikeout number four for Fronson. Well, Daytona started the first half 5-0 and thought they were going to run away with it. And then they started the second half 6-1, but they've since collapsed. And they've actually played worse in their last 10 than the Mets. But they're only two games out of first. And the leader in the division, Jupiter, just lost today. So Jupiter is now 14-17 in first place. 14-17 in first place. Daytona has a chance to get back within one with the win. Mets can get within four with the win. Meanwhile, Palm Beach essentially is now tied with Jupiter for first. They beat Jupiter today 4-2. So the new look Palm Beach Cardinals improved to 9-2 since they made all the roster movement. They are certainly the front runner now. Swing and a miss by Perozzo. The first pitch was thrown behind him. Accidentally, of course. Perozzo struck out looking. First time up in the second. He's got a 2-1 count here. Pitch is outside. Three balls and a strike. It is a rare three-ball count tonight for Ari Fronson. Three-one pitch is fouled straight back. Well, every once in a while when the game starts to get too fast for the Mets offense, Perozzo will come up and work a long at-bat. Not necessarily get the pitch out of rhythm, but at least slow the game down. He's trying to do that again right here. The long at-bat, it's 3-2. And the payoff pitch is popped up on the infield, left side towards the third baseman, Stewart, who calls for it and makes the catch about hip high for out number two. Draw some oohs from the fans. They're referring to catching it up high next to your ear. Mets haven't had a hit since Jeffrey De Los Santos. He's now on deck. Yero Martinez had a hit prior to him. He's at the plate. Single then scored in the third inning on that contested ground ball down the first baseline that looked foul, was called fair. And he takes a strike on the corner at 81. Swings and misses at the breaking ball low out of the zone. It's nothing in two. Time called. Martinez asks for it ahead of the 0-2 pitch. Martinez this year against Daytona now 4-16. Playing his fifth game against the Tortugas. These teams playing for the 16th time this year. Popped up, left side again. This one falling fast. Antonia, the left fielder, races in and makes the catch. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Fronson. That's the third time in the last four innings he has faced the minimum. He's looking good through five innings, giving up two runs. Both pitchers pitching well now. We're at the halfway point. Daytona leads 4-2.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill located at the entrance to PGA Village offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Lando Avias was the victim of weak contact that didn't go his way in the first inning. A couple errors in the first and second. They hit him harder in the second, but only with two outs. He's been really good since the back-to-back two-out hits by Rodriguez and Stewart opened up a 4-1 lead. Matter of fact, he's retired everybody since Stewart's double with two outs in the second. And that will end right here as Hector Rodriguez knocks one into center field. Stretching for two. Here comes the throw. The tag. Safe. Morabito just playing that one routinely. Rodriguez smelled the double, and he got it. Pretty good throw. But, again, it wasn't exactly a charging and a hard toss to second base. And, again, you'd think the Mets would learn their lesson from last week when, you know, Bradenton took every opportunity to take the extra base. And the Mets weren't fast enough. They weren't playing at the same speed. And if you are not playing at Hector Rodriguez's speed, he's going to make you pay. So a hustle double. And it definitely stings because this is a guy who the Mets had in their system last year. So you know he wants to, you know, show off against his old team that traded him away. Here's a pitch that goes over the head of Stewart. And it's a wild pitch to the backstop. We got a double and a wild pitch right out of the gate. And Rodriguez is at third with nobody out. Well, Elias had retired seven in a row and five via strikeout. So Rodriguez got the base hit. Why can't they just promote him? Doesn't Dayton, the high A team, don't they need him? Sal Stewart, halfway to a cycle, though he's completed the easy parts, the easiest of the two, four, single and a double, driven in a run both times, so he's got a chance for a three RBI night and three at-bats. Nobody out and a runner at third. That's 4-2 Daytona. Mets had some momentum. They had scored the most. They have scored the most recent run, and Elias had been pitching well. There's ball four. That is the first walk of the game for either side, and that is certainly a difference from last week's walk fest between the Mets and the Marauders. Logan Tanner up next, runners at the corners. Mets had activity in the bullpen in the first inning when Ovias' pitch count ran into the 20s. Nobody's throwing down there right now as Ovias is into the 70s. Stewart's trying to steal, and he will, uncontested. Catcher present just stops the ball in the dirt. Stolen base for Stewart. Two in scoring position with nobody out. Ball one on Tanner. Tanner has popped out to second and flown out to center. Now ball off to the right. Looks like Jose Hernandez, who's been activated off the injured list, one of the Mets' catchers, is going to put on some catching gear and go down to the bullpen. Also, Fernando Villalobos, who's been placed on the development list, is now going to don some catcher's gear and catch the reliever in the bullpen. So the Mets chock full of catchers now. Three active. 2-1 pitch. Ball outside. 3-1. Mets have multiple relievers throwing down there. Miguel Alfonseca and Christopher Vasquez. 3-1 pitch. And this ball socked into center field. Morabito playing deep. Runs back, jumps up. Oh, he made the catch. He hauled it in with the leap on the warning track. A run is in. Ball skips through the infield, but Stewart will hold at third. So a deep sack fly. Great catch on the leap by Morabito, middle of the warning track. The wind blowing out, taking away an extra base hit for Tanner, who will have to settle for a sack fly, scoring Hector Rodriguez. That makes it 5-2. That could have been a two-run extra base hit. Stewart found his way to third. He tagged up as well. Cam Collier up, 1-for-2 with an infield hit and a single. Drives one down the left side. Lara gives it a look, but this one's off the roof of the Daytona clubhouse. Ball and a strike. Collier swings through a fastball at 90. Collier, the first-round pick by the Reds last year, one of their two first-round picks, having an okay season. This is game number 78 for him. Daytona's 94th game. So a near-everyday player. 1-2 pitch, a call, third strike on the corner. Well-placed changeup at the knees on the corner. Couldn't place it any better. Second out of the inning. And it keeps Stewart at third base. That strikeout number 7 for Ovias. And a chance to get out of this inning with just one run allowed as he faces Johnny Ascanio. He swings at the first pitch in the dirt. Ascanio a ground out and a strikeout. Ovias could be looking at maybe his final batter. As Alfonseca, the lone man now throwing in the bullpen, looks to be close to ready. Pitch is too high. Looked pretty good from here. Track man might agree. Line drive, Morabito on the run, can't get there. Bounces in front of him, Stewart scoring. Scagno, wide turn, goes back to first with the two-out RBI single. That will give Daytona its biggest lead of the night, 6-2. No more two-out trouble for Ovias. Half the runs scored against him have come with two outs. Thought Morabito might try for a dive on that one, but that was a tough call. Yeah, so Pino, 1-for-2, will be at the plate, and he will foul one away. So Ovias continues. No one pitch is grounded towards short. Mascara will backhand flip it to second. The force out. De Los Santos is there. And that will be a fielder's choice for Pino. Ascanio out at second. Inning is over. Two runs are in. The first two reach on a double and a walk. Both score. One on a sac fly, one on a single. Daytona has a 6-2 lead through five innings here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
A new pitcher for Daytona in the top of the sixth, it's Joseph Menifee. Great job done by Ari Fronson. The Dutchman, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts, got 2 double plays, only threw 63 pitches. He's in line for a win. Here is Jeffrey De Los Santos fouling the first pitch off from Menifee. 6-2 Tortugas in the opener. Daytona's basically made its season off the Mets. They have won 11 of the 15 matchups so far. The last time the teams did meet, the Mets split the series at home. And a couple of those games, they had multiple run leads and lost. So the Mets really felt like they should have gone 5-1. That was at a stage in June where the Mets were probably playing their best baseball and were so close to really putting it all together. It's almost like when the first half ended, everything just kind of fell apart that had been going right. 0-2 pitch is a tapper out to first. Pino will field it. He's got to hit Menifee on the run. Close play. Menifee wins the race, beating De Los Santos by a step. Good teamwork by Pino and Menifee on that pitch to first base. Leadoff man out. Back to the top, and Morabito, who's had a very interesting day. He's homered, hit into a double play that drove in a run. Didn't get the RBI, as had about a series worth of action in center field tonight. Only half a game in, and he takes the ball inside. One-oh pitch is cut on and missed. Well, in the Mets bullpen, Christopher Vasquez is throwing, so it looked like the plan was for Miguel Alfonseca to finish the last inning if Ovias could not. Now it'll be Vasquez, kind of the long man. Morabito swings and misses over the top, big uppercut swing, and it's 1-2. Menifee, the lefties, 1-2 pitch comes down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Menifee, 6'2", 200 pounds from Wharton, Texas. Drafted 20th round last year out of Texas A&M. Last pick by the Reds. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball right in there for strike three. Was over the plate, probably letter high. 2 up, 2 down for Menifee. Mets have only had one base runner since De Los Santos' single with no outs in the third, and that came when LaRusso reached on an error in the fourth. I'll still dispute that. There's Mosquera, who has struck out and lined out looking for his first St. Lucie hit. Pitch is fouled away. 6-2 Daytona. 2 outs. Nobody on. Top six. Tortuga's out hitting the Mets 8-3. 2 errors made by the Mets in the first and second inning. 1 by Daytona. These two teams have the six games this week, and they also meet for one more six-game series the very last week of the year. 1-1 pitch, and that one's blooped out to shallow right, falling fast, and it's going to drop in. A base hit for Diego Mosquera, his first Florida State League knock. Didn't hit it hard, but well placed. Off the handle of the bat. Muscled it out there in front of Almonte and over Escanio. And Mets dugout calling for the ball. So that, in the history books, Mosquera's first Florida State League hit. Not quite the same as one of the college guys getting their first pro hit. Here's a pull into left field by Lara, and that's going to drop in fair. Mosquera hits the bag at second. He's going to third. Gomez will give him the hold there, and it's a stand-up double for Wilfredo Lara. So the bat travels for Wilfredo up I-95, the great series last week against Bradenton, and he has doubled here in the sixth inning. And the Mets are trying to mount a comeback here, down four. They have second and third, one down, two down. And Nick LaRusso looking for that first hit after he reached on the air last time up. Can get the Mets back within striking distance. A hit could drive in two and make it a two-run game. And if he retired the first two, but a bloop single and a pulled double has him in a small bind. First pitch, breaking ball right at the letters, called strike one. Russo wearing Junior Tillian's old number 18. Ninth rounder out of Maryland, former Terp. Waits on the 0-1 and grounds it out to second. Escanio scoops it and throws it. Three outs as Russo is retired 4-3. Mosquera and Lara stranded. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left aboard. Daytona will carry its 6-2 lead to the bottom half of the sixth inning when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Start the bottom of the sixth inning with the new pitcher on the mound for the Mets. It's right-hander Christopher Vasquez, one of those relievers but also piggyback guys who can relieve and start. Here's a ground ball over his head out to Mosquera, who makes the play. Shortstop was ready for that one as it cleared the mitt of Vasquez. Makes the play out by second base, and Almonte is out.
The fielder, number 23, Nadia
Donovan Antonia is up. Struck out twice, so he's probably not sad to see Ovias out of there. First pitch is up high. Ovias today, 5 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned. He walked 1 and struck out 7. And 56 of his 87 pitches were strikes. That's good. Let's throw it over the plate. Let's have a good strikeout-to-walk ratio. 8 hits is high, but some of those were dinkers and dunkers. Not going to get all those to go your way. But he pitched efficiently. He pitched quickly, and he threw strikes, of which we are very grateful after what we all went through in July. Vasquez misses outside, and he has just issued a 4-pitch walk to the 9-hitter who had been 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Vasquez, 22-year-old from the DR, is pitching in his 19th game for the Mets, his 16th out of the pen. 39 strikeouts in 41 innings and a 4.57 ERA. Here's Acosta, who's 0 for 3 as the leadoff hitter. A lefty with the hands tucked against the shoulder takes ball 1. Scores from around the Florida State League today. Mentioned that Palm Beach beat Jupiter 4-2. Correction, it was 5-3. That game was a 5 o'clock start down at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. That's the new home ballpark for the rest of the year for those two teams. This pitch gets in for a strike. So it's basically a tie there at first place between Jupiter, now 14-17, and Palm Beach 13-16. Well, first place, you only need to be 3 games under 500 in the East. Daytona entered 2 back. The Mets 5 back, so one of these teams is going to lose no ground with a loss, and the other is going to gain a game with a win. A 1-1 pitch inside. Fort Myers is at Dunedin. Fort Myers up 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Those are the two last place teams in the West. They'd be really sniffing around first place in the East. Them's the breaks. 2-1 pitch coming from Vasquez, and that's going to be taken inside for ball 3. Lakeland and Clearwater, that's a big one. Tied at 1 in the top of the 6. Both those teams are red hot. 21-9, tied for first in the West. Bradenton also 21-9, but down 7-1 at home against Tampa in the fifth inning. That's the look around the league tonight. Everybody starting a new series. Pitch is fouled away, and it's a full count. So this is a crucial juncture for the Mets. It'll be very interesting to see how these new-look Mets play the next 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks all against divisional teams who are ahead of them. So a chance to make up some ground. But also, you have Jupiter and Palm Beach playing each other. Every time the Mets win, one of those teams will win, and the Mets will gain no ground. So you want to win to gain some ground and also not to lose any more, if that makes sense. 3-2 pitch coming to Acosta, and he pops it into right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Base running at first base, Antonia. I'm not sure what he's doing. He ran up to second. He was going on contact. It was a hit all the way, and he stopped at second instead of going first to third. That actually helpful for the Mets. Got a very poor read. But it is first and second. And you know who is coming up. Hector Rodriguez. You know, in the book Harry Potter, they refer to Voldemort, the bad guy, as you-know-who. Be the nickname for Hector Rodriguez, Voldemort. Maybe it was he who should not be named. That was it. That was, yeah. Well, you can't call him that. And he pops one foul out of play. Last time we saw Christopher Vasquez was on Thursday night. The Mets won the game 17-3. He pitched 3 scoreless no-hit innings, but he walked 5. He walked 5, no runs, because he didn't give up any hits. Also 5 strikeouts. Tough to do. 0-2 pitch, and this one's flown foul as well, back overhead. Mentioned the Mets have a new catcher in the game. It is Jose Hernandez, who mentioned earlier, so present in his first career game, not going to squat behind home plate for nine straight innings. 0-2 pitch to the backstop. The ricochet comes right back to Hernandez, but he has no play either base. And that's the third wild pitch of the night for the Mets. Antonio to third, and Acosta second, and now the double play is out of order. Vasquez has come in here, got the leadoff man, but now has thrown more balls than strikes. Still ahead of Rodriguez 1-2. And he fouls this one back overhead. Nick LaRusso, in his first pro game, still out there at third base. Playing third, not as taxing as catching. Fly ball by Rodriguez into shallow center. Morabito's going to run in, make the catch, and there will be no tag home. The throw's coming in. Oh, it's perfect. Right to the front of the plate. Hitting Hernandez in the chest. Mets wish that Antoni at third base would have gone. What a great throw. A shallow fly out from Rodriguez. Every time he doesn't come through. Sal Stewart will be the batter. But first we'll have a mound visit as pitching coach Dan McKinney heads out to talk to Vasquez. Well, this is a critical juncture in the game. Mets down 6-2. They haven't mustered much offense tonight. A hit here could very well make it 8-2 and maybe spell the end of a hope for a comeback. And this is the spot in the game where Daytona has thrived so far. They have three two-out hits that have plated three runs. It's a totally different game if the Mets could have just clinched that last out quickly in the second inning or in the fifth. So, long discussion here with McKinney and the battery, Hernandez and Vasquez. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins finally breaks it up. Batter is going to be Sal Stewart, who has reached base all three times tonight. On a single, double, and a walk, he's driven in two and scored once. He's also stolen a base. A tough out right now. Vasquez ready to deal. First pitch is fouled straight back for strike one. Amonte started this inning with the ground out. Antonio walked. Acosta singled, both advanced on wild pitches, but neither moved up on the Rodriguez flyout. 0-1 pitch. That one's too tight inside. 91, a ball and a strike. Vasquez throwing his 19th pitch of the inning. This pitch misses just off the plate. Outside to the right-hander, Stewart. Two-one pitch, too high. Three balls and a strike. Dangerous count to a tough hitter. Vasquez set for the 3-1 from the stretch. It swung through and missed. A fastball at 92, right around the letters. A big cut by Stewart. He was ready to dig in that big swing, 3-1. Sitting dead red, just couldn't catch up. He'll use his timeout and think it over. Back into the box. Vasquez holding his glove up under his chin. Set from the belt. Payoff pitch. Foul back. Fastball at 91. We'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two in scoring position. Vasquez trying to post a zero in his first inning of relief. And he misses outside for ball four. Stewart has walked in consecutive innings. He's now been on base all four times. That will load the bases. Two walks in the inning. And Logan Tanner will come to the dish, looking to do major damage. Mets will get somebody up in the bullpen again. One more time, Miguel Alfonseca. 24-pitch inning for Vasquez to this point. Only half his pitches for strikes. First pitch too high with the breaking ball. Pitch too high again. The fastball at 92. When he's missed, it's been high. Just can't get it low. Only 12 strikes and 26 pitches this inning. Two-oh to Tanner. Misses badly down and away. Tried to overcorrect, and it's 3-0 with the bases loaded. Elias only walked one in five innings. Now Vasquez in danger of walking three before getting three outs. Highly likely that Logan Tanner will be taking all the way. 3-0 pitch right down the pipe. One pitch, ground ball to third. LaRusso throws it to second, force out right there to end the inning. Christopher Vasquez holds the line. Walk two, fell behind 3-0 with the bases loaded, but gets the out, puts up a zero somehow, and the Mets are still in this game, but they got to get it going. Down 6-2, heading to the seventh. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, it's a big day in the Mets organization, and not just because you have a bunch of homegrown prospects who are making debuts for new teams, but it's also the trade deadline. We're about 2 hours and 16 minutes past the deadline, still trying to wrap our minds around what has happened as Carlos Dominguez leads off the seventh inning of a 6-2 game. Dominguez really slumping badly. Only one hit last week, and he's 0-for-2 at the double play tonight. Pops this one foul. In St. Lucie, all of last year, this year injury plagued, has seen kids younger than him and Reimer and Williams excel and get promoted while he stays back. It's got to be tough. Hopefully he can overcome whatever hurdles he has, play well here, and maybe get a boost at the end of the season, which you certainly want guys to earn their way up, not just by default. 0-2 pitch, and this one's down and in. But of all the players that the New York Mets have acquired in the trades, it doesn't look like any are going to come to St. Lucie, just based on where they were assigned upon trades. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Dominguez strikes out. That'll send him to an 0-for-3 night. Menifee, by the way, is out there for his second inning. So the Mets ended up trading Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, David Robertson, Mark Canna, Tommy Pham, and Dominic Leon prior to the deadline. Everybody else stayed. There's some smoke and mirrors about Jose Quintana, Brooks Raley. Omar Narvaez, they all stayed put. So the Mets stocking the farm system for sure. Farm system's much better today than it was a few days ago, certainly. 0-1 pitch is swung through and missed by Hernandez. This is Jose's first game since being placed on the IL, landed on the IL before the Bradenton series, so he spends about the minimum amount of days on there. He subbed in defensively in the sixth inning for Christian Pregent in his first game. Hernandez was playing pretty well, but a tight hamstring sat him down for a week. The 1-2 count, one out. Nobody on, top seven, 6-2, Tortugas. Menifee's 1-2 pitch is down and in for ball two. Trying to keep track of all the Mets media relations press releases that have come in. Ethan Wilson, Zach Becker, doing a great job with that. As this pitch is foul tipped for strike three, back-to-back strikeouts for Hernandez. And Zach Weber, of course, up there in New York, my good friends, sending out press releases rapid fire. One of the moves the Mets made today is they acquired right-handed pitcher Phil Bickford and left-handed pitcher Adam Kolarik from the Dodgers in exchange for cash. Now, Kolarik was originally drafted by the Mets in 2010 and was a former St. Lucie Met. So he's back in the fold. 34 years old. It's been a while since he was a St. Lucie Met. Spent the majority of the season with AAA Oklahoma City. So played with Tampa and Oakland. Line drive out of play by Perozzo. Bickford was DFA'd by the Dodgers towards the end of July. Appeared in 36 games with L.A., went 2-3 with a 5.14 ERA. Also pitched two seasons with the Brewers. 2-1 pitch is too high. It's 3-1 on Vincent Perozzo, who is 0-2. Worked a full count last time as well. One pitch is pulled foul. Full count. In exchange for Tommy Pham, the Mets received minor league infielder Jeremy Rodriguez from the Diamondbacks. Rodriguez, just 17 years old, number 47 prospect in this year's international signing class, according to MLB.com. He's playing with the Dominican Republic Arizona team, the DSL D-backs. Swing and a miss. Perozo goes down. It's a three-strikeout inning for Joseph Menifee. That will send us to the stretch. Tortuga's pitchers looking sharp tonight. Take a break, come back, and we'll discuss more of the Mets' moves at the deadline. Daytona leads 6-2.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you from a warm but pleasant night in Daytona Beach, Florida, right off the Halifax River, within a mile of the Atlantic. Former City Island Ballpark, now Jackie Robinson Ballpark. A lot more on the history of this place later in the week. It's 6-2 Daytona, the Tortugas bat in the bottom of the seventh against Christopher Vasquez, who posted a zero in the sixth inning, but not without his troubles. He threw 30 pitches, 14 strikes, 16 balls, stranded the bases loaded after falling behind 3-0. I can use an easier inning as he has a one ball, one strike out, one strike count on Cam Collier. It was 1-4-3 with an infield hit and two strikeouts. Grounds went up the middle, and that's going to make it through into center field. Whizzes right on by Mosquera, the shortstop. All right, back to the trade deadline. So you mentioned the Mets, for Tommy Pham, they get a youngster, Jeremy Rodriguez, who is playing for the Arizona Dominican Summer League team. So that's not a player that's going to impact St. Lucie this year. Of course, Bickford and Kolarik from the Dodgers, AAA guys, Major League guys, they're not going to impact St. Lucie this year. Mets also trading right-handed pitcher Dominic Leon. They picked up off the scrap heap earlier this season. Traded him to the Angels, and they got infielder Jeremiah Jackson, who is playing for AA Rocket City. So that's three Rocket City Trash Pandas the Mets have acquired in the last month and a half. Ground ball to second. De Los Santos goes to second for one. Throw from Mosquera to first. Save! Bang, bang at first place. Looked close, but the umpire, Connor Kroll, said Nascano beat out the double play try. It'll be a fielder's choice, 4-6. So Collier raced off of second, and Nascano safe on first. One down for Pino. If you recall, back in June, Eduardo Escobar was traded to the Angels, and the Mets got Coleman Crow and Landon Marceau, two double-A pitchers from the Angels who were at Rocket City. Landon is with St. Lucie now, and he will pitch later this week. So they had, assuming that Jackson will probably report to AA, ranked as the ninth best prospect in the Angels system, according to MLB Pipeline. Whereas the big one today, the earth-shaking one, was the Justin Verlander trade, in which the Mets acquired Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford, two outfielders from the Astros. 0-1 pitch to Pino, swung on and missed. Well, Drew Gilbert was the Astros' first-round pick last year, 28th overall out of the University of Tennessee. He was playing well for a double-A affiliate with the Astros. So one would assume that he would report to Binghamton. He'll be reunited with Blade Tidwell, his former college roommate. Pitch for Tennessee. Ground ball too short. Mascara runs to second himself, whips to first. What a play! A takeout slide at second. Mascara tumbles down, and he is down. And he's slowly trying to push himself up. That was a fast double play. Mascara could have pitched it off to De Los Santos. Instead, he runs it himself to the base. Hits the base, throws all at once. Takeout slide by Pino upends him, and he will jog it off. Nifty play by Mascara. Good to see that he's okay. Mets do end up turning the double play in the inning. And we will go to the eighth. It's 6-2 Daytona.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
One last thought on that double play. It was Ascanio who slid and collided with Mascara, the shortstop. And it looked like Ascanio slid early, and Mascara's just momentum took him so close to the play or the slide that they just collided with each other. So I don't think there was anything ill-intended there. I wouldn't call it a takeout slide. If I did, I apologize. But here we go in the eighth inning, getting down to it here for the Mets. Still twilight outside. We're not used to playing a fast-moving game here. It's not even 2 hours old yet. We're in the eighth, and it's 6-2 Daytona. They about hit the Mets 10-5. Yoel Martinez has one of the Mets' hits and runs. That came back in the third inning. He flew out to left in the fifth. It's an 0-2 count. Joseph Menifee is in his third inning of relief. Two scoreless innings with four strikeouts to this point. 0-2 pitches in the dirt. Back to the trade, the Verlander trade, with the Mets acquiring Drew Gilbert, the Astros' first-round pick last year, and Ryan Clifford, their 11th-round pick last year. Gilbert was in high A at the time of the trade for starting the season in single A, got promoted. So this ball is pulled into right field, falling fast. That's going to drop in front of Almonte. Yoel Martinez, a two-hit game. Grumbling from the fans down below. They wanted Almonte to charge harder and dive. But he does not risk overplaying a single to a double. And we'll see where Clifford ends up going. Figures that if he was in high A at the time of the trade, he will go to high A Brooklyn next. None of these are pitchers, by the way. Pitchers are a different story as this ball is fouled away. Marceau, you know, upon that trade with the Angels, he was pitching in double A, went to double A Binghamton. One game there didn't go so well. They sent him down to Port St. Lucie to the pitching lab they've created to get more data on him. Had him pitch a couple FCL games to build him up, a couple of games in St. Lucie. He's going to pitch for St. Lucie again. It's different with a position player. This pitch is swung on and missed by De Los Santos. Yesterday, the Mets traded Mark Canha to the Brewers, and they got Justin Jarvis back. Now, he is a pitcher, and he was AAA at the time of the trade. So that's another player not coming to St. Lucie who was acquired in a trade. Luis Angel Acuna was the pitcher acquired by the Mets from Texas in exchange for Max Scherzer. He's already been assigned to Binghamton's, playing in his first game for the Rumble Ponies tonight. We'll check in on that. And, of course, the David Robertson trade netted two complex players from the Marlins, Marco Vargas and Ronald Hernandez. They've already both played now for the FCL Mets. Signed to the FCL Mets and are already in game action. And, time will tell if they are St. Lucie Mets by the end of this year or next year. But it's crazy to have all those trades, all those new minor league players in, and not one coming to Port St. Lucie that we really think of. That we, you know, unless for some reason they bump a guy down a level that they acquired in a trade, which usually does not happen, then St. Lucie Mets will just probably ride with what they have. But it appears that every other affiliate is going to get somebody. 0-2 pitch coming to De Los Santos. And he will take this pitch for a ball, and that looked really good. Well, Trackman said it was in the zone. And if he struck out the side, swinging in the seventh, a leadoff single here, 1-2 to De Los Santos, lefty-lefty, and he blows it right by him, the fastball 89. Just came right after him. At some point, MLB Pipeline, they will take a deep breath, and in August, some point in August, they will re-rank the Mets' top 30 prospects, and there will be several changes. All those new players. I don't know if there's anybody the Mets traded for that's not going to be in the top 30, other than Bickford and Kolarik. Maybe the youngster from the Dominican Summer League Diamondbacks. Ground ball foul. But between the Mets, new draft picks, and all the new players acquired, the minor league system is going to look totally different. It already does look totally different. See what happens, where all these guys go when the dust settles, and what the new rankings are. 0-1 pitch. Called strike on Morabito, who has 1-for-3 with the home run tonight. Of course, so if you're a Mets minor league fan, this is a thrilling time for you. Just so exciting. If you are a general Mets fan who do not pay attention to the minor league system, it's been a tough day and a tough year, and you probably understand that, you know, this is the right thing to do, because this pitch is up high. And a lot of the players that you shipped off, Canha and Pham, expiring contract players, might not be in the full next year. Or if you really like them, you could sign them back as free agents, Robertson. But you know, Verlander and Scherzer, the Mets took big swings on those guys with great track records and still gas in the tank. They both pitched well at times this year. But it, you know, you keep going back to, you know, what Steve Cohen said at his press conference about a month ago. It's that, you know, you don't want to be in the same position this time next year with an old team that's a year older. So, you know, Scherzer and Verlander, you know, they're going to be in pennant runs this year. But if they both stayed with the Mets, you know, what would they look like a year older next year at this time? Here's a ground ball to third. Play goes to first. Nice one by Stewart. He retires Morabito for the second out. And Martinez goes to second. So it's hard to justify the Mets. They weren't winning with Verlander and Scherzer this year. Would they be able to win with those two guys a year older next year? Or I think they did the prudent thing, which is to get deeper in the farm system, get better in the farm system. And, you know, as Billy Upler, the GM, said, it's not a rebuild. It's a basically reorganization almost, or reallocating assets. The Mets have used their financial might to get better prospects and deals by eating some of the money from the guys they've traded. It's definitely going to be a different look next year. There's going to be a lot of interest in the Mets in free agency. Do they spend big? Do they kind of piece it together next year and go for it in 2025? That all remains to be seen. Here's a line drive by Mascara into center. It's caught by Rodriguez, and the inning is over. A leadoff hit is stranded at second. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man left. They've played 7.5. Daytona has maintained its 6-2 lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Speaking of Jet Williams, his first at-bat today worked a six-pitch walk, stole second base, then was caught stealing third. Got electric up there in Brooklyn, and now Jet Williams and Jacob Reimer go from playing on a team in St. Lucie that has really had its struggles this year and this half to all of a sudden a first-place team in Brooklyn. It's still pretty good, even though they do not have the services of Blade Tidwell anymore. The player that was sent up to essentially replace Blade Tidwell on the staff was Joelmy Ramirez. This pitch is inside to Ariel Amonte. That was a mild surprise. It was to me, at least, as Ramirez, he had been up and down with St. Lucie this year. He was the FCL Pitcher of the Year last year. He had a terrible eighth inning a couple weeks ago, coughed up a 4-0 lead, but then he had a great bounce-back game last week. He pitched the final six and a third innings against Bradenton. The one solo home run allowed. But somebody had to go up to fill a spot in Brooklyn, and Mets chose Joelmy. Pitch is inside corner, strike three call. Amonte caught looking on this nice pitch from Christopher Vasquez. Vasquez may be taking this to the end here. Bottom of the eighth inning, unless the Mets put up four runs in the top of the ninth, they won't have to pitch a bottom of the ninth. A potential two-pitcher game for the Mets in this series opener. Tobias going the first five, and Vasquez hoping to go the last three. Oh, he comes inside, then he clips Antonia. So he's walked Antonia, the nine-hitter, and plunked him. Back to the top at Acosta, who is 1-for-4 from the leadoff spot. Mets scored the first run of the game with their first batter. Nick Morabito, a solo home run to lead it off. Daytona tied it in the bottom of the first, 3 runs in the second. Mets got a run back in the third inning to make it 4-2, but Daytona 2 more in the fifth inning. Zeros ever since. First pitch to Acosta, a ball outside. Then a line drive, base hit into left field on the next pitch. First and second, nobody out in the eighth inning for the Tortugas as they really try to salt this game away. Brings up Hector Rodriguez. Daytona's done a good job putting runners in scoring position for him. He's 2-for-4 tonight, has driven in 2, has a double. Missed out in a second and third chance last time up by flying out to shallow center. First pitch comes inside, and it hit him on the elbow guard. Rodriguez does not appear to be very pleased. I think he wanted a hit. No, he wanted a hit. Didn't want to get hit. So two batters in the inning. The bases are loaded, and there's no outs. The squirrel's going to jump in this room, isn't he? We got a squirrel in the netting right outside the press box window here. He crawls up the side of the screen. You can almost reach out and grab it. He was here last time, too, so he probably hangs out and eats the peanuts. And then chills on top of the press box, waits for everybody to go away. Here's a floater into shallow right field. Tough play, long run for De Los Santos. Oh, he can't make the basket catch. The throw is coming home by Dominguez. That's off the line. It's going to be a bloop single for Sal Stewart as it deflects off the glove of De Los Santos, the second baseman, trying to make the over-the-shoulder running catch. Outfield style, just couldn't quite get it into the mitt. Well, Antonio scores. That'll make it 7-2, and the bases are reloaded. DeCosta going to third. Rodriguez up to second. Stewart, that is a 3-hit plus 2-walk game on 5 out of 5 times. He's driven in 3 runs, scored 1. Monster game for Sal Stewart. Second-round pick last year by the Reds. Correction, first-round pick, one of their 2 first-round picks. Here's their second-round pick, Logan Tanner. Bases loaded, 1 out. Time called. A balk called? Yep. Balk called on Vasquez. He looks around and into his dugout. Doesn't know what he did. Hard to see from here, but it had to be a subtle movement. So Acosta's gifted home plate. That'll make it 8-2, and this game is probably out of reach now. 6-run lead for Daytona. Just the top of the 9th remaining for the Mets, and there's still just 1 out. 2 in scoring position. Infield is in. Pitches up for ball 1. So another rather sloppy game for the Mets. Defensively, 2 errors, 3 wild pitches, a balk, a couple of hit batters. This ball is popped into foul territory, and it's caught by Martinez, the first baseman, and he will run it back to the infield. Rodriguez on third base, breaks towards home, but then goes back. Tanner pops out, fouls out. So Martinez at first, and Cam Collier will hit. Mets need to win tonight to avoid falling a season-high 30 games under 500. Entered today with a 33-62 record, matching Birmingham, the Barons, the low mark in minor league baseball. There's a couple of teams sniffing around there, too. So a little run by the Mets could get them out of the basement, but Need to do a lot of work tonight and later this week to do that. Mets have lost five games in a row here in Daytona. They won the opener in Daytona back in May. Exciting game. It was actually Vasquez on the mound in the ninth inning. Gave up a leadoff hit, a double, and tying runners at second, nobody out, and then he got the next three batters in a row. Clinched a 3-2 victory. That ended a nine-game road losing streak. Pitch is inside. Of course, anybody who followed the St. Lucie Mets last year knows how great of a season it was, winning the championship, but also went 21-5 against Daytona. It's amazing how things can change year to year in minor league baseball. So volatile. Pitch is slugged into right field. That one's heading towards the wall. It's down on two hops. Cam Collier is going to clear the bases with a two-out, two-run double. That'll make it 10-2 Tortugas. Rodriguez scoring from third. Stewart easily in from second. And Collier has a three-hit game. And that'll make it a four-run inning. Nobody warming in the bullpen as Vasquez has to wear this. Looking for that last out, probably the night for the Mets pitching staff. First pitch, a ball outside. Scano started 0-for-2, but that's a single now, 1-for-4. Daytona up to 13 hits. Pitches outside 2-0. So the Mets have a team ERA of 7.43 in July, way up there. And they've come out here in the first month of August hoping for better, have given up double-digit runs again. Ball fouled away. Nine of the runs earned. Vasquez's 2-1 pitch hits the corner. Dismay of the fans. It's 2-2. Vasquez will step off and look to second. Nobody's there. A stall tactic ahead of the 2-2 pitch. Pitch home is dribbled up the first base line. That is going to be picked up fair by Vasquez. He throws to first. Runner's safe. Throw coming home. Hernandez isn't there. Collier scores. Ball gets away. Escaño going to second. And the wheels have totally come off here as we're going to have an error, maybe two errors. And I'm not sure why Christopher Vasquez picked up that ball on the baseline when it was going to go foul. The runner was already by him. He was not going to get the out. An ill-advised underhand throw went over the head of Martinez, backed up by De Los Santos. 11-2. Not pretty, folks. We'll see what the error is going to be. Gilbert Gomez coming out and talking to the umpire briefly. Justin Hopkins maybe thinking runner's interference. No call there. So Escaño hits a dribbler up the first base line about 45 feet. Winds up at third base as the Mets throw it around again tonight. First pitch to Pino is swung through and missed. We'll see how they score this. It might be a, should be a hit and then an error. I think the official score is trying to figure that all out right now. No replays here. As Pino pops one into center field. Morabito trailing back, Wynn pushing him back, and it's caught. As that is the last out of the inning. All nine Tortugas batted, five scored, and they've blown the roof off this game. It's an 11-2 lead for Daytona through eight. They have three outs to go to snap a six-game losing streak.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. From a Mets perspective, wish we had better news to deliver, but this one's all Daytona. They lead it by commanding 11-2 score. Mets at one point had a 1-0 lead. That quickly evaporated in the first, and it's only grown larger since. Mets had a really rough eighth inning there as five scored, four earned, four hits. There was an error in there that brought in a run. All nine batters for Daytona hit to blow the game open. And now a new pitcher into the game for Daytona to try to finish this one off as Menifee went three innings of relief, three hits, no runs, no walks, five strikeouts. Really impressive by him. 34 of his 46 pitches for strikes. And this new pitcher in a non-safe situation is Brody Jesse from Anchorage, Alaska. Played his college ball at Gonzaga in Washington State. Now finds himself way down in Florida. And before he can throw a pitch, he summons the catcher Logan Tanner out to the mound. We have to do this with the 9-run lead in the ninth inning. I mean, doesn't the catcher and relief pitcher, when they come to the game, get together on the mound before the inning starts? Yes. I might still be grumpy about the computer situation prior to the game. Alfredo Lara at the plate. 1-4-3 with a double. He had three doubles last week. It's up to 13 on the season now. And he flies another ball into right center field. Two Tortugas converging, and Almonte, the right fielder, hauls it in. Amara will finish the game 1-4. Mets offense posted that 17-run game on Thursday, then followed it up with eight runs on Friday. Had the bases loaded, no outs, down a run Friday in the ninth, and couldn't score, and really nothing good has happened since then. We got Dairone Campos batting for LaRusso. Campos gets in the game, had a home run last week. LaRusso went 0-3. Second pitch, a strike to Campos, 1-1. J. Kissy, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball wrapped in for a strike. That one at 95. Throw 95 miles per hour up there in Alaska. They'll find you. One-two pitch coming, and Campos checks swing. It's high to the backstop. Held up. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball swung on and missed with the slider. Campos chases off the plate for out two. And there's one to go. Last hope is Dominguez, and he will foul the first pitch right back. Jesse is 0-1. Slider, beautiful pitch for a strike. A sweeping slider had Dominguez bailing out. Pitch winds up down the middle. And Jesse is a strike away. Same pitch, but too high. Now the fans are really getting on to the umpire. Trackman had it right at the top of the zone. A strike. Tough break there for Jesse. It was a good pitch. Will he try it again? The 1-2. No, he goes fastball and a broken bat flare into right, and it drops in for a hit. Dominguez will absolutely exchange the broken bat for a hit. He needed one badly. Bat winds up down there at third base. Ball winds up in right field. And the Mets have a two-out hit in the ninth. Dominguez 1-for-4. That's the Mets' seventh hit of the game. And Jose Hernandez will bat for the second time. First pitch swung through and missed. Oh, 1. Right down the pipe. Strike 2. Fastball at 95. O-2 pitch, and Hernandez swings and misses. Jesse strikes him out. Jesse strikes out 2 in the ninth, strands Dominguez at first base, and the Tortugas pile out of the dugout and the bullpen to form the happy high five line as they win the series open over the Mets in dominant fashion, 11-2. The Mets' losing streak now extends to 4. Daytona just snapped its 6-game losing streak, lost all 6 games last week in Lakeland. Like many teams have done this year, losing in Lakeland, but Daytona course correction wins big tonight. They now improve to 12-4 against the Mets in 2023 and 6-1 here in Daytona against the Mets. And Daytona is within a game of first place. So you have a two-way tie in first place in the East between Jupiter and Palm Beach. Daytona's only one back, and then you have the St. Lucie Mets missing out on an opportunity. They remain 5 out of first, and it seems like there's a growing gap between the top 3 and the Mets. Mets will drop to 9-22 in the second half, 33-63 overall, again 30 games under 500. Daytona 12-17 in the second half, 41-53 overall. Losing pitcher is Lionel Ovias. Winning pitcher, Ari Fronson. Take a break, come back, and wrap up Daytona's dominant 11-2 win over the Mets.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Radiology Associates Fields. Off the Halifax River, right next to the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach, Florida. Mets have come here many times over the years. Tonight they suffer a tough one, a loss of 11-2. Let's recap it. It started with the bang. Nick Morabito, first batter of the game, and his first St. Lucie Met at-bat. Homers to left field, 395 feet. And a great start for the Mets. It was all downhill from there, and it's in the bottom of the first. First batter, Victor Acosta, reached on a bad throwing error by Jeffrey De Los Santos. He would score on a Sal Stewart single. Lionel Levias, though, did make it through the inning at 24 pitches. But in the third inning, after his second and third no outs, Levias got the next two, preventing a run. Had a chance to get out of that game. Inning tied at one, but Hector Rodriguez hits a two-run single. Makes it 3-1. Sal Stewart follows with an RBI double, and that makes it 4-1. Mets would get a run back in the third inning. First two batters, Yair Martinez, Jeffrey De Los Santos single to put runners at the corners. Morabito then hits into a double play ball. That scores a run to make it 4-2, but it put a grinding halt to the hopes of a big inning. And from there, Daytona started to pull away. They got a sac fly and an RBI single in the fifth inning to extend the lead from 4-2 to 6-2. And then they blew it open in the eighth inning with five runs on four hits. The Mets made two errors. There were two hit batters in the inning. It was just a mess there at the end as the big, there was a RBI single by Sal Stewart, a two-run double by Cam Collier. Balk brought in another run, and an error brought in the fifth and final run for the final score of 11-2. Taking a look at the box score, starting with the line score, the Mets two runs on seven hits and a season-high four errors. Mets have been playing good defense in recent days, had a streak about a week and a half ago of four games in a row without an error. Daytona amassed 11 runs on 14 hits with one error. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Morabito had the home run his first. Mascara picks up his first St. Lucie Met hit. Wilfredo Lara went 1-for-4 with his 13th double this season. Dominguez a broken bat single there in the ninth inning. Yairo Martinez from the eighth spot went 2-for-3, the only multi-hit game for the Mets. De Los Santos from the ninth spot went 1-for-2. For the Tortugas, well, they had two hitters with three-hit games. Sal Stewart went 3-for-3 with the double, three RBI, and two walks. So he got on base all five times. Cam Collier went 3-for-5 with the double and two RBI. The Scano, Rodriguez, and Acosta had two-hit games. Rodriguez, and once again, a tear against the Mets, 2-for-4. With the double, two RBI, and three runs scored. Pitchers in the game, it was a two-man operation for the Mets. Lionel Levias pitched fairly well, threw a lot of strikes. That was good to see. One walk and seven strikeouts, but takes the loss. He's 2-5. Five innings, eight hits, six runs, five earned. Vasquez Three innings, six hits, five runs, four earned. He walked two and struck out one. For Daytona, Fronson gets the win. He improves to 3-7. Five innings, three hits, two runs, both earned, no walks, and four strikeouts. Menifee's second hold, three shutout innings with three hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. And Jesse, pretty electric there in the ninth. The scoreless inning, one hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. So the relief corps pitched four innings of no walks and seven strikeout ball. And Daytona, 11 strikeouts, and they did not walk a batter all night long. Mets only walked three. I'll take that. Because there were only three total walks in the game, the time of game was 2 hours and 23 minutes. See how that works? Not too shabby. Announced attendance here at the Jack, 1,398 baseball-loving souls watched their beloved Tortugas beat the Mets. Now we turn the page to tomorrow. The Mets will try to snap a four-game losing streak, get back in the win column, and even this series at a game apiece, it will be another 6:35 first pitch. Weather looks good. Weather looks good all week. That's great news. It's been rough up here in Daytona in the second half, and it's been tough for the St. Lucie Mets, regardless of where they are in the second half. So looking forward to an on-time start tomorrow. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will come your way at 6:25. Douglas Orellana will be on the mound for the Mets. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Daytona, the Tortugas 11, the Mets 2. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. Hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.